In Worcester County, more than 3,400 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus, and 143 people have died. It is the surge, officials say. At the UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester, where dozens of COVID-19 patients are in intensive care, we met with nurse practitioner Johnny Eisenberger to remotely tour his ICU unit. We spoke via Zoom as he was starting his 12-hour night shift.
I'm taking you into the ICU right now. All right, so here's nurses getting signed up. They're changing shift. Everybody's saying hi. The night shift is coming in now, so they're all getting settled. This is the COVID room, another COVID room. This is another COVID room. These are all negative pressure rooms.
They are.
So doors closed, and just by closing and the way the room is built, it's a negative pressure room.
And what do those signs say?
It says what type of precautions they're on. So for COVID, you need to have not only droplet precautions, but airborne precautions. You know, airborne is somebody who needs a respirator. You need to wear an N95 when you go in there.
So what is a typical night like, Johnny, when you're working a night shift?
My job is to go through each patient. I'll make sure their medications are adequate, you know, whatever antibiotics they're on. I'll make sure they're appropriate. I'll look at their microbiology. I'll look at their chest x-ray. And so the first 2 to 3 hours, I'm doing that. Then I'll go see patients. I'll camera into the room via telehealth. It's at about 10:30 tonight. We'll do a huddle with the nurses where we go over any empty beds, things like that. We'll talk about coronavirus safety rules, about wearing PPE, washing hands. We'll just kind of reiterate all that. And then the rest of the night, it's, you know, taking care of emergencies that may pop up.
When did you first start seeing COVID patients?
I think it was at the end of March we started seeing them. We're in the middle of the surge now. So, you know, I was in one of the main COVID units over the weekend, and we definitely had a lot of admissions. Every night we had at least 3 or 4 people come in. And so, yeah, I just noted the increase in volume, overall volume, just over this past week.
Any of your patients on ventilators tonight?
Yeah, there is 3 on ventilators.
I'm wondering, what's the most difficult thing about this epidemic in your experience as a working nurse practitioner?
Yeah, you know, we in critical care, we understand that the patient is the patient, but they're an embodiment of their family and their loved ones. And for public health safety, we have visitor restrictions. And so the hardest part is relaying bad news to somebody over the phone and they can't come in and see them. You know, I try to put myself in their shoes. I couldn't imagine, you know, like my wife or my kids being sick and I can't be there at the bedside because of, you know, things out of my control. And so it's very difficult. A lot of these patients are young, they have young families, and it's easy for me. I'm young. I have a young family. It's easy for me to put myself in their shoes.
I have to ask, does this stress you out personally? Are you worried about working at this time?
You know, on my first day I was. I think if anybody says they weren't, they'd be lying to you. But, you know, you heard this talk that it only affected older people. And, you know, we just weren't seeing that in the ICUs. A lot of younger people are here. And so, in your first day, it's kind of a shock to the system. You come in, you see people your age with really no past medical history, and they're very ill. And you, when you empathize with them, you start seeing yourself. Maybe you're confronting your own vulnerabilities at that point. Now, the things that are, you know, I'm worried about are my colleagues. You know, I work with a few people that have asthma. You know, there are a few people that are older. You know, we're a family. You know, we go through things that you wouldn't go through with any other person. And so, you know, these are people I love that I work with. And then you're worried about bringing this home to your family, and you want to make sure that you are not putting the loved ones in danger.
So you're living at home, though, I take it.
Yeah, I sleep in my basement. And so I try to kind of limit my exposure with my family as much as possible. You know, I don't have symptoms, but there are asymptomatic people who have this, and they can spread this.
When was the last time you hugged your kids or kissed your wife?
So I was just talking about it. I haven't kissed my wife in, say, about a month. My kids are all teenagers anyway, so they don't really want to hug me. But you know, I can't say, you know, life's not been normal for the last month or so. But you know, it's short lived. It's not something I'm going to have to do forever. And I know one day we'll see the surge drop and we'll get back to things as normal. I also know that we're learning a lot from this, and there's a lot of smarter people than me working on this. People you won't hear about in the news, you know, people, heroes that you won't even see. And they like it that way. And so they're working on this behind the scenes, and they're going to make sure we're okay.
Johnny Eisenberger, thank you so very much for taking us on this tour. We really appreciate it. We very much appreciate you and all the people we met at the UMass Memorial Medical Center tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.